KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Saturday was a big day of high school wrestling with district meets being held in all three classes. Youngsters qualifying for the state wrestling championships coming up this week in Des Moines. For Atlantic Cam, they had four qualifiers, all won district titles. Cole Hansen at 126, Chase McLaren at 132, Connor Pellet at 160 pounds, and John McConkey at 285, all won their district titles and advance to the state meet this week. Red Oak had five qualifiers in Class 2A with Jonathan Earp, Justin McCunn, Carter Maines, Thomas Bentley, and Colton Kinnison all moving on. Creston Orient Maxburg also with five qualifiers. Kemper Catholic, Harlan, and Shenandoah all had two qualifiers in Class 2A wrestling from Saturday. In Class 1A, lots of area state qualifiers as well. AHSTW has six wrestlers heading off to state, including Joel Sampson, Elliot Young, Gabe Pauly, Joe Kenkel, Gavin Fisher, and Brady Cannata. Pauly is a district champ at 170 pounds. Bedford Lennox has six moving on to the state meet, including five district champs. Missouri Valley has five wrestlers advancing to state. Four of them were district champions. Panorama also with five moving on to state. Logan Magnolia has four qualifiers. Underwood also with four qualifiers, including Blake Thompson, Alex Thompson, and Logan James, who are all district champs. Michael Baker also advancing. Tri-Center has two moving on. Bryson Freeberg was a district champ at 145, and Connor Atkinson also advances. Clarinda has two qualifiers, while ACGC, Woodbine, Coon Rapids Bayard, Southwest Valley, and St. Albert all have one qualifier. Seth Danker at 106 is the qualifier for ACGC, while Tegan Lundquist at 126 qualified for state for Southwest Valley. In Class 3A, Glenwood has seven qualifiers. Three of them make that four are district champs. Lewis Central has four qualifiers at state, while Dennison, Abe Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson all qualified one wrestler for the state meet. Again, the individual state championships getting underway on Thursday. We'll have live coverage all weekend long, Thursday, Friday, and first half of Saturday. We'll have plenty of updates, live reports on action from the state meet, and then Saturday evening, Justin Williams will join me for live coverage of the finals starting at about 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Atlantic boys swimmer Nick Landis competed at the state swim meet at the University of Iowa Aquatic Center this past Saturday, and Landis finished 20th overall in the 100-yard backstroke at a time of 55.32 seconds. The team title race was an exciting one as it came down to the last race for Ames and West Des Moines Valley. Valley took the win in the 400 free relay, but Ames came in second as they hung on for the team title, 221 to 220, the point total there. Well, the Red Oak Tigers pressured their way to a girls' Class 3A Region 8 quarterfinal win over Atlantic on Saturday night, 59-23. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Tigers used stifling defensive pressure to blow the game open early and raced out to a 21-2 lead by the end of the first quarter. Taking care of the ball was a big issue for the Atlantic girls throughout much of the game as the Tigers forced 26 Atlantic turnovers and scored 22 points off of those miscues. Red Oak was up 34-6 at halftime and had a 47-15 advantage at the end of the third quarter. The Tigers got 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals from sophomore Sophie Walker. Sierra Athan also finished in double figures with 10 points and 6 rebounds as the Tigers improved to 19-2 and they move on to host Shenandoah in the semifinals of the regional Wednesday night. Atlantic got 6 points from Mackenzie Waters, and Cheyenne Elliott had 4 points and 7 rebounds in her final game as Atlantic ends the year at 3-17. In other girls' regionals on Saturday, Shenandoah beat Kemper Catholic 52-47 in 3A. East Sac County over Greene County 66-52. Cherokee beat OABCIG 85-45 in Region 8. In 3A Region 6, North Polk over Creston 55-48. In 2A play Saturday, it was Region 7 action, Southwest Valley beating Clarinda 52-48, St. Albert over Sydney 66-47, and AHSTW defeating ACGC 65-40. Also in 2A play in Region 8, Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 34-33. In Region 6, Van Meter over West Central Valley 56-40. Also in Region 1, in Class 1A Region 8 play, Arweva beat Peyton Sherdan 64-44. That game had to be made up as it was a postponement earlier. In regular season basketball on Saturday in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, in girls' action, it was Glenwood over Dennison 43-32 and Lewis Central beating Harlan 69-33. In boys' regular season play Saturday, from the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood over Denison, 82-43. Well, sixth-ranked Cincinnati could jump into the top five when the AP men's basketball poll is released today. The Bearcats ran their winning streak to 16 games and improved to 12-0 in the American Athletic Conference as they beat SMU 76-51. Also in top 25 play Sunday, Grayson Allen had 23 points, and number 9 Duke ended a two-game skid, beating Georgia Tech 80-69. Also, Mo Wagner scored 20 points on 8 of 14 shooting and grabbed 11 rebounds as number 20 Michigan knocked off Wisconsin 83-72. Virginia is the first overall seed in preliminary NCAA tournament rankings, with Villanova, Xavier, and Purdue earning the other top seeds. The Cavaliers are ranked second in the AP poll and are currently slotted as the South region's top seed in the rankings that were released by the NCAA on Sunday. Villanova is number one in the East, Xavier tops the Midwest region, and Purdue heads the West region. The Iowa Hawkeye women claim their fourth Big Ten road victory of the season Sunday with an 70-61 victory at Northwestern. It was Iowa's 20th win of the season.
Well, I thought we got out to a great first quarter again, and that's four games in a row that I just feel like we've come out really aggressively to start the game. I mean, we're winning 21-13 at the end of the first quarter. And then the second quarter, our defense just let up. I mean, it was tied 23-23. But you know something? We called a timeout about the 8-minute mark, and then our defense really picked up, maybe 7-minute mark, and they only scored two more points the rest of that quarter. So I thought our defense, the end of the second quarter, was really, really good.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Megan Gustafson had 25 points and 16 rebounds, and Kathleen Doyle gave the Hawkeyes a lift with 15 points, 6 assists, and 4 steals, as Iowa is now 8-5 in the Big Ten, and they're off until next Sunday with a game against Wisconsin. Well, the Indianapolis Colts finally have a head coach in place. This one actually signed his contract. The Colts have hired Frank Reich, who spent the past season as offensive coordinator of the Super Bowl champion Eagles. The hiring came 5 days after Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels accepted the job, only to back out hours later. This time, Colts officials posted a photo on the team's website of Reich actually signing the deal. Reich first became an offensive coordinator with the 2014 Chargers and stayed in San Diego before joining Doug Peterson's staff in Philadelphia 2 years ago. Alex Bowman will start from the pole in the Daytona 500 next Sunday. Bowman won Sunday's qualifier in his debut as the official driver of the number 88 Chevrolet, taking over for the just-retired Dale Earnhardt Jr. Bowman will be competing in NASCAR's season-opening race for just the second time. Denny Hamlin qualified second in a Toyota from Joe Gibbs Racing. The rest of the field will be decided later this week. In golf, Ted Potter Jr. has earned his first PGA victory since a broken ankle threatened to end his career. Potter outplayed world number one Dustin Johnson while closing with a 3-under-69 to capture the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Potter finished at 17 under par to earn just over $1.3 million, nearly half of his career earnings going into the week. Johnson shot a 72 that left him in a second-place tie with Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, and Chez Reavie, 2 shots off the lead. Mark Calcavecchia took advantage of Bernard Langer's messy finish to complete a wire-to-wire victory in the PGA Tour Champions Boca Raton Championship. The 57-year-old Calcavecchia closed with a 2-under-70 to finish at 16-under for his fourth senior title. And the United States has come away with a bronze medal in team figure skating during day three of the Winter Games. The Americans led Italy by 4 points heading into the ice dancing finale. The Italian dancers did not score well enough to win, turning a performance by the Americans into an exhibition. Canada clinched the gold before the final discipline, while the Russians took silver. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.